Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Before we start, Emma and Catherine would like to come up and make an announcement.
So, I'm going to read a short statement which has been read at Holy Trinity at 8 o'clock and which will be read at 11 o'clock also. I'm pleased to be able to tell you that Reverend Samuel Thorpe has accepted our invitation to be the vicar here. As yet, we don't have a start date, but it hopefully will be sooner rather than later. For those of you who didn't meet him, he is young and married to a lovely Swedish girl called Linnea, who is a licensed lay minister, like Mary and David. He was brought up in a vicarage, and he is currently a curate in a benefice in Norfolk, which has 11 churches, 11 PCCs, and 7 patrons. So he's not without a bit of experience. They don't know anyone locally, so they will need us to be our friends and their friends, and we should give them a warm welcome. We've also had email from him, and we'd like to read out a little bit of a little part of his email to us.
It was a real joy for Linnea and I to meet you all last week, and we were delighted to have the opportunity to come and join you for this next chapter in the life of Holy Trinity and St. Margaret's. We'd like to once again thank you all for your hospitality and the warm welcome you gave us. We left feeling a strong sense of we hope to get some more, spend more time with these people. This could be really good. Please do let people know that we are excited to be coming. We are looking forward to hearing your stories and sharing our own. And in the meantime, we shall be praying for you all as together we explore and discern what God's plans are for his church and the people of the benefice.
So we can thank God for a result, can't we?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, take up your... notices. Read your... notices, please, carefully, because there's quite a lot of information in there, but I'm not going to read them through for you. Take them away and peruse them. So we take up our sheets and we have our first hymn, which is You Are the King of Glory, 627, and we'll sing it through twice. Please be seated. Grace, mercy and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
We say together, loving Lord Jesus, we have come to sing to you, to pray to you, and to hear you speaking to us. Help us to know that you are with us now and always. Amen. Now we say sorry for our failures. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Let us bring our secret sins into his light and confess them to him. O God, our gracious Father, you know us as we really are. You know our selfishness, our anger and resentment, our fear and laziness, our heartness of heart, our need to begin again. Father, we have failed you often and ask your forgiveness.
Help us to live that others may know your love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We have asked God for our forgiveness. We are forgiven. Isn't that wonderful? The collect, the hymn, the prayer for today. True and humble King, hailed by the crowd as Messiah, grant us the faith to know that you love us and that we may be found beside you on the way of the cross, which is the path of glory. Amen.
Amen.
Now I hand over to the young people.
The first reading is taken from Psalms 180, verses 1 to 2 and 19 to 29. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. We bow in hands, joining the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The second reading is taken from Matthew 21. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mountain of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this: the Lord needs them, and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went as they did, as Jesus had directed them. They brought a donkey and the colt, and they put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and the others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him, that followed him, were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest of heaven." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Participatory reading. So we're going to need you to help us out with some of this. So Niamh has some signs, and we're just going to practice now before we start. So the first sign, this sign says shh. So when you see this, I want you all to go shh. Louder.
Shh.
Very good, very good. The next sign is make some noise. So when you see this sign, I want you all to cheer and clap. Are you ready? Make some noise! Yay! Very good, very good. And then this is the most important sign of all. So there are some lines that we're going to read, and we want you to repeat back what we say. So when you see this sign, which says repeat after us, and we will say repeat after us, repeat it after us. So, let's practice. So the first phrase is, "This is Jesus."
This is Jesus.
And a bit louder.
This is Jesus.
Very good. So hopefully these signs will help tell you what to do, but these guys will be helping out as well.
Matthew's angle on Palm Sunday, a dramatic reading.
It starts with Jesus and his disciples approaching Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives. It starts slow and quiet, quiet as a midnight heist.
And even though what happens next is technically not a robbery, it sure sounds like one. "Go into the village," says Jesus. "You'll find a donkey there tied up next to its colt. Untie them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything, tell him that I need them. And everything will be okay."
And you've got to wonder, haven't you? Was this donkey borrowing a normal sort of thing? Was Jesus just hoping no one would notice? Were his instructions given just in case? Or had he prearranged it all?
Somebody had certainly prearranged it, because Matthew says that all this this donkey borrowing, slash nicking, slash riding stuff was the fulfillment of something that the prophet Isaiah had said hundreds of years before.
Say to Zion's daughter,
Look, here comes your king. He is gentle and he's riding on a donkey.
On a colt, a donkey's foal.
So disciples do what Jesus asks. They acquire the donkey and the colt without incident, in Matthew's version anyway. They put their cloaks on them and Jesus hops abroad. And now things get a little noisier.
A crowd gathers, a very large crowd. Some of them spread their cloaks out on the road in front of them. Others cut branches from trees. From trees and spread those in front as well. And now things are getting really loud. Hosanna to the Son of David.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
And by the time this procession reaches Jerusalem,
The whole city is asking, "Who is this?" And the crowd answers, "This is the prophet Nazareth in Galilee."
This is Jesus.
Okay. We'll now sing our next hymn, which is Make Way.
Thank you.
join together in saying what we believe. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the children will come and pray for us. Please sit down.
Let us pray. Thank you, God in heaven, for a day begun. Thank you for the breezes. Thank you for the sun. For this time of gladness, for our work and play. Thank you, God in heaven, for another day. Amen.
Amen.
I give thanks for the people who are my home. We share a place to shelter. We share our food. We share our times of work. And we play and rest. We share our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, who died upon the cross, you know this world's suffering. You know this world's sorrowing. You know this world's dying. In your name, Lord Jesus, who rose again, we will work for this world's healing. We will work for this world's rejoicing. We will work for this world's living. Amen.
Amen.
As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you very much. Do you think we could have a short clap for them? Thank you very much. They did ever so well, didn't they? Thank you. You can give them sweets afterwards too. And our final hymn, At the Name of Jesus. This is our offertory hymn.
Brothers, this Lord Jesus shall return again.
As we're standing, we do our little thing. We face each other across the aisle. And we say together, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you. And our blessing. The love of the Lord Jesus draw us to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthens us in his service. The joy of the Lord Jesus fill our hearts. So may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us all and all whom we love, now and always.
Amen.
Amen.